Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet about who they are or what they do, essentially their credibility. Today's guest is Rick McPartland, who is a lifelong evangelist committed to sharing the power of revenue science to any company that wants to achieve short-term survival and the long-term growth of sales and profits to achieve success. Rick, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Man, I just so loved our green room conversation and who you are as a human. I'm looking forward to this interview. Hey, tell me, what is your CPOP? What's your customer point of pain?
Our customer's point of pain is, how do I continually, intentionally, always create more sales and profits, no matter what's going on?
In today's world, with the rapid changing, for those people who have seen my first TED Talk, I've got another three lined up, but it's the world's changing so dramatically,
right,
that we need systems and approaches like yours. Tell me more. What do you do?
Well, I'm a revenue science evangelist. And what that really means is, revenue science is the context for business. Revenue science is what will create long-term business health. And if you think about medical science, that works for humans. But we need the same kind of discipline and scientific background for companies, so that when you get up in the morning, you run your company, you understand that certain things are supported by the science and make your world better, and other things add to your cost of chaos and make your margin disappear, and your customer really wonder what your value proposition is. So what we do is bring that science, teach people how to master it, deploy it, and continuously improve it.
Got it. So you're actually telling them how to make the fishing pole and then how to use the fishing pole to catch the fish and then to cook it.
Absolutely. And part of it is, people are working their butts off, but if they don't understand the context, they're almost always working on the wrong stuff. And so science helps us understand the difference between dumb stuff and the right stuff.
God, I love that.
Dumb stuff creates what we call the cost of the chaos to produce revenue. And the cost of chaos for a B2B company is someplace between 20 and 40% of the top line. So if you're a $10 million company, hand over fist, you're throwing away $2 to $4 million. And all that does is hold down your growth and erode your margin.
Mm. Okay. That was simple and elegant. Thank you. Tell me, what gives you the credibility to do what you do?
Well, there's a number of things. We've been studying this for 40 years. We started way back when quality was just getting started, the Lean Six Sigma theory of constraints type thing. And the question for me was, I grew up in manufacturing, was, if we can manage a supply chain that's global with millions of people in it, why can't we manage sales and marketing? And so 40 years later, we've experimented and deployed this, and fortunately we're funded by places like Johnson & Johnson and Siemens and Philips and Ernst & Young, and we were all of those places for years, and they were the people who helped refine the intellectual property. They deployed it and executed around it, and then the last 20 years we've taken it to mid-sized companies because they're so much more excited because it's their company, their job, they feel it. So that's where it came from.
I love it. It's kind of the PhD in the school of hard knocks, but with a lot of really nice brands that you got to shape the system with. That's beautiful. Right.
Yeah, my degrees are accounting, IT, and management. And those are the disciplines that are required. If you're going to apply revenue science, all of those disciplines are required. So it gives you a really good foundation.
Nice. And how do you go about sharing your credibility? How do people get to see you, become aware of you?
Well, of course, website. But I do. I speak to someplace between 2,000 and 10,000 CEOs a year, and have, if you go to the website, hundreds of posts, hours and hours of blogs, webinars, all that type of thing. So we're very active in evangelizing the science, because it costs nothing to do the thing right. And when you do it wrong, it costs a fortune. We want people to do it right.
I'm telling you, I love this interview. I'm looking forward to our continued conversations. If, let me do it a couple of different ways. If you're not managing chaos appropriately, you may feel like you do, but you're leaving money on the table. Right. If you're somehow self-sabotaging the business and even not necessarily even knowing that, or if you know there's a science to sales and marketing similar to the science in the supply chain and you haven't quite figured that out yet, you're going to want to reach out to Rick McParland. Rick, how best, I'm sorry, McParland, how best can people reach out to you?
Well, the single best way is our website. And that's www.therevenuegame.com. And that has phone numbers and everything on it. And, you know, we're very findable on Google and those kinds of places. So LinkedIn, connected with 7,000 or 8,000 people. So we're pretty easy to find.
Beautiful. Rick, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
My pleasure. And it was as much fun as I hoped it would be.
Oh, that's, by the way, thanks for watching the shows. And the first thing Rick said, which was beautiful, Mitchell, I only have one expectation. I want to see if I can have as much fun as it appears like you're having. And so I'm glad you did.
I did.
Hey, thanks again, Rick. And thanks for joining us. If you like what you heard, please click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.